Good morning. I'm Christine James. Now, here's what's happening. Well, today is Friday the 13th. We're going to talk a little bit about the meaning of that and some South Shore connections. Joining me now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have Peter Drummy. He is the chief historian at the Massachusetts Historical Society. I almost said hysterical, but it is the 13th.
Perhaps today.
Good morning. Yes. Good morning, Peter. Always great to talk with you.
Well, yes, and this is a great story because the history of it may be a little different than people sort of suppose it to be. Friday the 13th, our sort of concern about the superstitious nature of it, is, as far as we can tell, relatively new. That is, the number 13 being a number going back to the Last Supper and the disciples of Christ, that number 13 and Friday, the what we understand to be the day of the crucifixion, means that there's a Christian historical basis for this, but we really don't see anybody sort of discussing it, or at least in print, where we look for things, until well into the 19th century, until 150 or 200 years ago, rather than a deep, deep past, which you might suppose something like this to have.
Now, what about, I know that we talked a little bit off air, and you talked about a well-known, very wealthy, eccentric South Shore figure, and that was Thomas Lawton of Scituate. What is his connection?
It's Lawson with an S. I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Make that right. But he was a stock promoter. He was a rascal who made millions and lost millions in the 19th century. Originally from Charlestown, but Dream World, this vast estate he built in Scituate, is, as its name implied, sort of gigantic and a little crazy. If you're familiar with Scituate, there's still, I think, a water tower called Lawson Tower, which looks just like a castle turret, but that's a residue of this enormous estate. But what happened is he, in a funny way, someone who had made his life sort of in essentially shady stock deals, became kind of a reformer. That is, he actually had said there's never any point in investing in a stock where you don't have inside information. But but later on in his life, he wanted to expose the corruption of this, and he wrote a novel that came out at the beginning of the 20th century, titled Friday the 13th, and his idea was that manipulators could crash the stock market with all the danger to our way of life that implies. And it's really there that people started sort of putting things together. And then this took on a life of its own because he was not a person embarrassed by his fame. So he had at Four River the largest schooner ever built in 1902, I think, named the Thomas Lawson. And this ship was lost off the British Isles. And even though it actually sank very early in the morning of December 14th, a Saturday, he, being here in Massachusetts, said, well, this ship I built sank on Friday the 13th, December 13th. And and really, I think that's when people started doing things like not having the 13th floor in a building and avoiding traveling. I believe your report didn't probably indicate this, but I believe it's commonly understood that there's still less traffic on Friday the 13th than in other days of the year because of a substantial number of people who really have strong feelings about the sort of magical aspect of
this. Wow. As always, you always have interesting commentary and a little bit of history behind that. And we so appreciate you joining us this morning, telling us a little bit more about Friday the 13th. And again, that's Peter Drummy. He is the chief historian at the Massachusetts Historical Society. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Thank you. We'll be back right after this.